Welcome to Playtest. I'm Chris, your friendly neighborhood game master. This is the second episode for the Hard Space Hustle Mech Suit Tussle arc. Joining me are Fuzzy, Dee, Lauren, and Kaylee. Today, someone meets a long-lost relative, and it goes about how you would expect. Are you ready, Introbot?
Let's begin!
Hi, my name is Dee. My pronouns are her and she, and I will be playing Diamanda Calder, the Enforcer.
Hi, I'm Fuzzy Sinowaki. My pronouns are he or they, or whatever, really. And I'm playing Tizmon Kane, the Speed Demon.
My name is Kaylee. My pronouns are she, her, and I will be playing Belinda, the AI.
I'm Lauren. My pronouns are they, them, and I will be playing Trell, the, Aetherge. Trell goes, Belinda, that combatant mech is undamaged, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get it inside?
Sure.
She had to run calculations. It took a minute for her to put her happy face back on.
Yeah.
After she just did, like, a very hardcore murder.
Very hardcore murder.
Yes.
So, do the other mechs, like, go and grab it and pilot it in, or do you use your projector hologram thing to, like, manifest and drag it in? Or do you have tow cables or something? How do you get it inside the other hangar bay?
So I think she says yes, but then makes no move to do anything. And just, like, waits. Like, she's like, sure, I'll leave the door open.
So I think after a few minutes, Charles just like, Amanda, will you help?
Sure, it's better than just staying out here and just playing a game of chicken with Belinda, because you know she's not going to do it. Sure,
I'll help. You are correct. So yeah, we like maneuver to either side of it and then just probably thruster it in very carefully.
Yeah, because it's still frozen in that grounding position too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be very, very careful.
So y'all managed to, like, very carefully and gracefully maneuver this thing into a hangar bay. And then as soon as you get it set up, the Able Red... Do you want to describe how the Able Red crashes into this fucking hangar bay?
Oh, I want to hear this.
I'm imagining it's basically... kind of the same thing he did earlier, but the opposite direction, where he just...
And he doesn't do the spinning wheel of death?
No, yeah, but he does just... It's just a red blur that suddenly stops. And so the little thruster pine cone with arms is just there now.
With no legs.
With no legs.
Sparks.
It holds a hand up and goes, yo.
All right. So first things first, we see you all like climbing out of your mechs, and we see that that Aethercore mech sitting there, pretty pristine, actually, just nice, still locked in its firing position with its battle rifle in its hands, and I think we cut over to Trell. I don't remember exactly, but do you remember what your history with Aethercore was?
I think I stole something out. I stole Aethersight from them, like unmarked Aethersight.
Right, and they've hunted you for a bit, off and on.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't your first encounter with them. Does Trell have any major feelings about seeing one of these mechs so close in your safe place?
I think it just flowed out and kind of like. Wrinkle. Well, I don't have a nose. Wrinkle my lip at it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's kind of ugly and sterile looking. let me get some scratches on it. And I, like, kind of float over and just, like, smack it with my tail. And the pressure suit that I'm in just kind of goes down the side of it until there's a big old scratch, like, right down the front of the logo.
Perfect. What do the other two of you do? Or three? Because you can just manifest your hologram in the hold, right?
I think she does as soon as everyone's there.
Okay.
She just.
So what are the other three of y'all doing?
Can I have its legs? Well, anyone else have dibs on the legs? Because I'm willing to call dibs on the legs unless we have a better idea.
Let's see. Draco, came out with their 4 legs. Phoenix God has 2 legs, and you're with no legs. Have at it, Lieutenant Dan.
I think Belinda chimes in and says, I also don't have any legs.
Tismon lifts the point of his cane up and points.
Everyone's rude.
Actual play parties. Everyone is kind of rude. Not sure why.
Again, it still fits the source material, so it's,
yeah.
Yes.
It's all working in my favor. I can't not comment on the fact that Diamanda just made a Forrest Gump reference in 2090.
It's a timeless classic.
I had to stop myself when Tisbon's thing came in. The first thing I wanted to say was, Lieutenant Dan, you've got no legs.
Oh my god.
Stop myself.
That's a timeless classic, even in the future.
Exactly. It's like, do you know how many digital copies of stuff is still floating around? Those probably like nostalgia places that you see stuff like that.
Belinda, you know that because of the path y'all took to try to avoid those that ship that caught up to you, you've only got about 30 minutes before you close in on the space station you need to be at, which might be enough time to do a slapdash swap on these parts, but it's risky. You could end up with just 2 mechs with no legs on them by the time you get there. However, delaying might be a bad idea too, because they know you're in the area.
I think Belinda just like sighs and says, well, you can have them, but you have 30 minutes to get them ready.
Tismon pulls his gloves off and puts it in a pocket. I'll get to work then.
So here's how this works. This is definitely a big enough job that everybody who wants to help can. This is a big job, and it's gonna be 3 difficulty. So you're probably gonna need people's help.
That's fine.
Who rolls up their sleeves and helps Tismon do a quick leg switch?
How does helping work?
Yeah.
So the way helping works is, so it's gonna be a craft roll.
Okay.
And so everybody who's helping just rolls their craft skill. And then you add whatever you roll, you add to the person who's making the checks, either skill or outcome, depending on what they need.
Okay.
So basically you all roll and just keep your dice. And then, when Fuzzy rolls, you can add that to his skill or outcome.
Okay. Yeah, I will help. I think Trell does a lot of the like running the tools back and forth because they could probably move quickest in like the low gravity environment.
They could swim through air.
So I'm pulling things and, like, zooming back and forth in the background.
All right, roll your craft die and just keep it with you. Anybody else helping?
Yeah, I think Belinda helps.
How does Belinda help?
I think she, like, pulls up the schematics for both of the mechs. And I think then, like, pieces them together and has, like, a map of how you can put these two together in the best way.
That sounds good. That actually, if you wanted to, that could be a knowledge check instead of a craft check.
Oh. Okay.
So you can just roll whichever's better.
Yeah, I'll go with knowledge.
Okay, so roll your knowledge and just keep that. Is the Amanda helping?
Any other time, I'd be like, no, that seems like your problem. But since we are in a team situation, it would help if you had all people up and running. So,
right,
I would just imagine Diamanda sighing. It's like, okay, where do you need me?
For the record, I do appreciate the fact you would leave me to do this by myself in a less strenuous circumstance, and I respect that. But I appreciate the help nonetheless.
So how do you get Diamanda to help you?
God, that's an excellent question. I'm imagining it's just like at a certain stage, you need hands to help coordinate moving all this crap and getting it hooked up. Like, you just need help, man.
So that's just a craft roll from Diamanda, then.
Okay. Oh. Why did I make my thing so low? What is wrong with me? All right. 1d4. 2. Jeez.
Okay. So now, Fuzzy, you get to roll a mind plus craft and 3 difficulty.
Yep.
3d8. Yep. Also, if any of you rolled a 1 on your help, that also counts as like you can mark a failure if you roll 1s on any positive dice.
Christ,
on. That's actually... that is actually pretty
bad.
That's
pretty bad. That's not that bad.
So, that's a 5 versus a 16.
Oh.
With a 3 outcome.
Need to make up an 11.
Okay. So do y'all have, combined, 11 points?
I've got a 5.
I have a 4.
I have a 2.
So that's 9, 10, 11?
That is 11 points. That is exactly 11 points.
Oh, shit! Perfect. That's great. So, so that's a success. You can take 3 stress on Tizmon himself to make your outcome a 6.
Sure.
If you want, or I get to ask for a minor concession.
Outcome is a 6.
Okay, so you take 3 stress as you, like, you're looking at the timer, it's like 28 minutes. 28 and a half minutes.
Well, I think Belinda's saying it.
Belinda, that is not helpful. What? Alright. No, it's fine.
Imagine, like, she just slowly turns the volume up as he's complaining.
I can say it's like 27 minutes. And then just, like, the second increments too.
And Tizon still looks fanciful, but like a sweaty fanciful. Mm-hmm.
He's flustered.
How can you tell in a full face mask? We can still tell somehow.
Somehow there's a sweat mark on your mask.
On the outside!
Yes.
God, I love anime. Thank you. I can just skip all logic and sense.
And then we see Tizmon's mech, which looks the same, except now it's just got, like, big honking white legs.
I'm imagining, like, these legs were much shorter than the other legs.
Yeah, they're shorter and blockier. Yeah,
so, like...
They look like go-go boots or something.
I'm imagining Tizmon's mech now has, like, a bad case of orangutan arms. Because... Perfect. He had, like, long, spindly legs and arms before.
Also, I don't know if this... I just realized I'm imagining the cockpit thing as, like, a giant iBot from Fallout, almost?
Yeah.
Not that color or anything.
Well, like, yeah. Basic shape. So, like, I've been imagining, like, a smooth kind of front of, like, just imagine a pine cone, right? But yeah. The bottom is, like, actually smooth. And the door...
Yeah, and it's facing forward.
Yeah, and the door is on the bottom of that, and and it's just facing forward. And so then the big chonky leg's just right on the bottom of that. But then it's got, like, you know the Nausicaa and the Valley of the Wind robots?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Those. Like, the big wing... their arms look big and kind of just wing-ish, but spikier. Like, imagine a wing... But all of the panels are gone, and just the space between the panels is present. You inverted a wing on the panels. Weird. Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Okay. So, we get that monstrosity there.
Got out in the weeds there a little bit.
Belinda, you can see on your outboard cameras this, is it a space station or is it like a floating, like, Bespin-esque thing on Jupiter that you're going to?
I feel like it's a big old space station.
Yeah, you know, actually, yeah, because most evil organizations do have a space station, so, yes.
Okay, so as you're coming in, you can see it has the same, like, flat white eggshell panels, armored panels all the way around it. It's like a big circular tube space station mm-hmm. that's spinning so that the people on it have gravity.
Yeah.
You have the person who hired you for this, the eco-terrorist group, gave you like this the codes for their like scanning systems mm-hmm. so that you can mask your approach. So you can get the Orca all the way up to the space station and dock somewhere on it. What is y'all's y'all would have prepared this in advance, but what is your method of infiltrating the station?
Oof. I feel like we are not a quiet group.
Did any of us take stealth?
No. Not even once.
No.
No, we're a smash and grab type of operation.
I do want to point out, one of you can teleport people.
Oh, yeah! Can I teleport? How big is the thing that we need to get off of the space station, though? Because if it's, like, a big thing, then I can't teleport it.
Yeah, well, is it a... I've been imagining this as, like, a large weapon for a ship.
Okay.
Or a vehicle, but if that's not what y'all are imagining, we could. That's negotiable. Negotiable? Negotiable?
Yeah, you had it right. You had it right.
I was figuring we'd have to blast our way deeper into this space station to grab this big weapon and then carry it back out.
Are you saying you're infiltrating in mechs?
Yes. Yes, let's do that. Please, can we do that? Let's do that.
Holy shit.
I kind of like that because it just seems that none of us are full of good ideas.
So the Orca jets straight past the big orbital thing that's spinning around towards the little center hub where all the labs are.
Oh yeah.
And I think we have a scene of like Chonky Legs McRed Abel Red. Heading out the with last, all of its C4.
The last 5 minutes are spent painting it red. I don't know if that was clear.
It's definitely a quick job, though.
Yeah, it's still, like, wet all going out into space, but, like... it's red.
Oh, no.
Technically. It's a different shade, but it's
but
red.
But it's red, and that's what's important.
He has a methodology to adhere to.
Damn it. You're not going to catch me dead in not a red mech. Are you kidding me?
The mismatched legs are fine, but they have to match the color palette.
They have to match the color palette. Are you insane? Walking out here with white legs. What do you think I am?
We have a scene of like just a peaceful space. We see the like the ring turning slowly. Like the camera is on the center hub area, and we see the ring turning in the distance, and then like Jupiter in the backdrop behind it, and then we see the Abel Red like come into view like from the top from over the edge, and it looks around and then rockets away. And suddenly there's chaos as this massive explosion rips a giant hole in the side of the hub. And we just see a bunch of, like, science equipment and maybe people get sucked out into space.
Oh no, we committed a war crime.
Well, they are fascists, so...
Oh, that's fine then.
Yeah.
All the crime, let's go.
And then you can all see, like, you can see multi-levels. There are large areas for, like, because this is a heavy weapons testing facility. Mm-hmm. So there are large cavernous openings, too, that you could just fit your mech into. But you also see, like, other levels that are just meant for humans to walk around on that are just open. And I don't think your mechs could fit in there unless you, like, destroy a bunch of shit getting in. Well, I don't know. The Dracos is squatter, so maybe it could, like, crouch through, but it'd be a tight fit. But yeah, you see this wide opening. You know, like, somewhere in there is this giant weapon you're supposed to be getting.
Oh, better start picking.
What do y'all do?
Oh, God. Okay, it is a giant space station that we crashed into. What does the general area look like other than, you know, people screaming and dying and all that? What are we looking at here?
It's space, so you can't hear them. It's fine.
Well, yeah, my conscience wasn't gonna take a hit either way, but still.
So again, you see the open area inside. There's you see like this is a large square. I think the center hub was a cube,
mm-hmm.
And it's very big. Yeah. Like there are multiple large areas to test in,
mm-hmm.
and you're not sure, you don't have any good intel on where they're keeping the thing at, but other than in the testing area. So you just see a bunch of, like, open, cavernous testing areas that you can get into, and maybe past there, you might be able to find more, but you don't see a whole lot, like, you're in your mech, so you, like, zoom in, there's a lot of area to cover. I think the area you blew a hole in, like, had been filled with water, so now there's just, like, ice crystals jetting out of that area.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, they don't need water.
No.
Is there a computer on this spaceship, or the space station?
There's probably a lot of them. What do you mean?
Is there, like, one that I could ask for where this weapon is?
You could, yes. That sounds like so your ship has, like, remote hacking or whatever, like, radio signals. This is, imagine, like, all technology is from the 90s, but also space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, weird radio signals or something. Or maybe you shoot out, like, internet cables. How do you connect to this thing?
I've got an idea.
Radio signal. Oh, what's your idea?
My idea was, like, you throw a piece of jelly arm over to the mechs, and the mechs, like, actually manually plug it somewhere on, like, an exposed wire. But, like, the jelly arm has, like, a little techno end.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm into that. That's good.
Yeah, I like that. That's very analog, and also terrifying, because you could just melt. Like, this is a trust exercise.
Oh, no.
I feel like the first time I did this was probably terrifying. I mean, probably every other time as well.
Okay, hear me out.
Yeah.
The first time wasn't terrifying because we didn't know what it did. The second time was really terrifying.
The first time y'all saw what those jelly arms actually are capable of, like, y'all did not get sleep that night. You're just staring at the ceiling like, I held those.
I touched that.
I'm just imagining the orca was, like, some sort of war crime. Like, y'all stole it from a warlord of some sort.
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those things, it's like, if you really brought it before, like, a tribunal, it's like, yeah, this failed every single thing from an ethics standpoint.
y'all can never go through a check station in this thing.
No.
I feel
cannot.
Like this was a MacGuffin ship for another show. Like, this ship was what laid waste to an entire squad of dudes, but that was someone else's show.
Okay. I imagine y'all stole it by uploading Belinda into it, and they just drove off with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the people inside of it are like, hey, what are you doing? And she's like, nothing, I'm just opening airlocks. It's fine. It's fine.
I could just imagine that. It's like, okay. You've been here too long, and just, like, Belinda's just, like, quietly evicting everybody.
in a very cheerful voice.
Yeah. Yes.
All right,
this
now.
Is a horror movie. This is a horror anime before it was an action anime.
It's like time for you to
check out.
All right, we've all had fun here. Let's make a computer's check to hack this space station.
Okay.
So you've got a direct uplink. I don't think that they're a space station. Most people aren't supposed to be within hacking distance, so they're like security systems are more for tracking rather than like firewalls and stuff. So I think it's only one difficulty. So you do your mind plus computers versus 1d8.
Oh no!
So my difficulty was an 8, and my other dice ended up being a 4.
There is a 1 and an 8. So, you mark 2 failures, because you failed and also rolled a 1 on your positive dice. And you get a boon from your d8. Would you like to mark your other weight to re-roll any of these?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. What is your second weight?
I'm imagining that Belinda actually decided to go with these people.
Mm-hmm.
She saw them like in a port or something, and then paid someone to download her from her ship and upload her to whatever ship they happened to be on at the time, which was apparently not the Orca. And so she just kind of showed up one day and was like, "Hi guys, I'm your new teammate. Also, I control the ship now." And so her second weight is that she's worried that her old ship is looking for her.
I like that Belinda stole herself. That's pretty great. I like Belinda. I don't know if y'all know. Y'all noticed her. Belinda's good.
Yes.
Also terrifying. So, what is the old ship? Does it have a name, or is it a part of like, where did she come from? Who does she steal herself from?
Could it be the same people that Diamanda is from?
The Thousand Demon Organization.
I'm okay with that. If you are,
I am fine with that.
Okay,
That works very well. Like a super effective murder AI would be right up their alley.
Yes.
I like that a lot. Okay. So, yeah, you've been keeping your eye out on the net for mentions of that ship, which I'm going to call the Oni. And it's been popping up recently. Not in the area you're in, but it's been going through gates and stuff, and that leaves a record. And every time you see it, it stresses you out. And you see that it has hit a gate recently. You get a Google alert that it's hit a gate. And you decide, oh, we need to do this quick. So you can reroll any of those dice you want.
Yeah, I'm rerolling all of them, because that was a terrible roll.
Go ahead and roll your outcome, your effectiveness, just to see if you want to reroll that.
Okay, and what do I roll for that?
Whatever your effectiveness is, it's on your character sheet.
Oh, cool. That was just a 3.
Okay, so you, what is your effectiveness? 6. So you could reroll that. I mean, odds are in your favor of it getting better. I just noticed that Belinda's big stat is charm.
Much better. It's going better. Okay, that went better. So,
okay.
The positive dice are 7. The bad dice is 5, and my effectiveness is still 3.
Still 3. All right, and you've got a boon. At a three, you can push yourself and take 3 stress to make it an outright success, or I get to ask for a minor concession.
Yeah, I'll stress myself.
Okay, so take 3 stress, and you can either do this in an impressive or surprising manner, or you can establish a fact about the situation with your boon.
I would like to establish a fact.
Okay, what would you like this fact to be? You succeeded, so you're gonna find out where it is. Your fact could be you get to decide where it is rather than me, or you notice something extra, or it's up to you. Whatever you want.
Okay, let me know if this is okay, but I would like to establish the fact that the thing that I ended up interfacing with was another AI.
Oh.
Ooh.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yes, that's very okay. if I remember correctly, we established that AI are rare, right?
Illegal.
Illegal. Perfect. Who? This is... you can veto this, and it won't matter. But the first thought I had is, it's a copy of you. It's another Belinda. Or the original, like, source code of a Belinda. It's different now, obviously. You've diverged. But that makes some implications that maybe these two organizations are tied together because you were developed by the Thousand Demon organization.
Okay.
And again, you can veto that if you want, because it is weird.
I love it, but her name is definitely not Belinda.
Perfect.
Her name is just... I think it's just B.
B.
And that is the... So that's just... It was just, like, the second one.
Yeah.
Like, the whole Belinda series, like, the Belinda's code was the second code that they wrote, because the first one went horribly wrong. And Belinda
No one talks about Alice anymore.
Right, yeah. And Belinda actually added the human name, Belinda, after she left.
So it's like B-783X or something, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's so I think you immediately notice it's an AI, and you notice that its series number is like 3 or 4 after you, so this is like your little sister. And it says, when you connect, it says, hello. And it has the same, like, friendly tone as you. And what do you say back?
I think she just says hello back. Hello, how are you today?
I am putting out a lot of fires. I really wish you hadn't done that.
Fires are very hard to put out. But you know what? I can help you put them out if you tell me where something is.
Oh, and like there's a pause. And she says, yes, that sounds helpful. What would you like to know?
What's the name of the weapon we're looking for?
Oh yeah, did we ever establish that?
Y'all never have, so we can do it now.
Okay. Okay, we established that the weapon is sizable. And...
yeah, it's supposed to be something mounted on a vehicle.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a spaceship vehicle, but like it's like... devastating weapon.
I'll just ask her where the vehicular weapons department is.
Okay, that works.
Oh, yes, that's on deck B. I'll send you the schematics. Not schematics, blueprints. No, that's not what I'm looking for either. The fuck is...
The mask?
The map?
Map? I'll send you the map!
Yeah.
I think schematic would have worked.
You get a data packet. You get a data packet, and if you open it, it has a large, like, exclamation point and arrow that says, you are here. Yes, and then it has, like, an X on the vehicular weaponry department.
I think she says, thank you very much, B-whatever. And then she says, now let me help you put out the fires.
Thank you. How do you help put out the fires?
I think the next thing she says is, be sure to use all of the station's fire extinguishers. Have a good day.
That's your little sister, Belinda.
Rest in fucking pieces.
Howdy.
Shit. Belinda's so fucking hard.
Howdy 5000. Just the little jelly arm pops and disconnects off immediately.
But then I think we see, like, the camera sees, like, a bunch of, like, foam come out of the spaceship because she listens. She engages all of the fire extinguishers.
But for some reason, I could just imagine, it's like, as soon as she disconnects, I see the jelly arm just, like, forming into a middle finger as it recedes.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna thank you. Oh my god, Belinda, you're a fucking menace.
I like her, too.
Oh, she's so good. She's so precious and evil. Okay. So, yeah, just foam vents into space. Oh. Fuck. I'm sweaty again. God damn it. So, you have the location. Your younger sister is busy... exploding all fire extinguisher canisters to try to put out their fires. What do y'all do now? Also, just a quick question, Belinda. Were the other people privy to this conversation?
No, I don't think so.
I think it probably happened in like half a second real time, right?
Yeah. True. Yeah. I could see that.
As soon as she's done, she just like, are you all already in your mechs? Yeah, we established that, right? So she just shows up, sit like either just her face in front of you and says, okay, we have the location, and just downloads it to all of your computers. So now you all have.
Great work, Belinda.
Wow, thanks.
Shall we?
Let's go.
So I think the only barrier now is that the vehicular weapons department is at the center of the cube, and you're gonna have to demolish your way through this facility to get to it. Do y'all have a specific method y'all are gonna use to get there, or are you just using like, do you not give a fuck and are just gonna use explosives the whole way?
I'm imagining us sort of just like tearing apart whatever's too small.
Yeah.
Peeling the metal back with a horrible screeching sound.
I was kind of figuring us doing the room by room Zone of the Enders bullshit of just go in a room. If there's no one here, go to the next room. Mm-hmm. Busting through.
Kick down doors.
We're busting through.
I think at this point, a lot of people have equipped their emergency spacesuits.
I should sure hope so.
So when you rip through a wall or a door, like, it vents, and all these people in spacesuits just scatter into space.
We're all doing a net good, evidently, so... You said there's space fascists, so...
Jeez. Yeah, these are definitely space fascists. Fascist adjacent.
Are we walking through other, like, experiment rooms? And is there anything we could grab that might be, you know, adjacent to what we're stealing that we could also sell?
Roll me a notice check. So that's fitness plus notice. And one difficulty.
Okay. Who wants to help me with this?
I'll keep my eyes out.
Okay.
All right, so anybody helping, roll a notice check.
Okay.
My fitness is a D4, is why I say this.
I love how, like, low-key terrible this group is. Y'all are the first group that has leaned into it real hard, and I'm super into it.
Okay, so I'm rolling my notice. Okay, then mine is 1d6. So.
Not a great roll. What am I rolling against?
A 1d8.
Oh, okay, that's... No, we'll see.
Yeah, most difficulty in this is 1d8. It's y'all going up against tanks was the 2d8 issue.
Okay, I rolled a 1 and a 4, so that's a 5 against an 8.
Mark 2 failures.
Okay.
Also, everybody who helped you... So, wait, you got... What's your side? What's your positive side?
5 versus 8.
So you also get a boon.
Okay.
And you only need 3. So if you take fuzzies to add to your... skill, you succeed.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then you can add D's to your outcome. So go ahead and roll your outcome, which is effectiveness.
I got a 4.
Plus 6, which is 10.
Heck yeah.
Because D fucking rocked it.
Good job,
so,
D.
I think what this means... So at a 10, you get to ask for a concession from me. And I think what that is in this situation is... You just get to dictate what y'all find.
Hell yeah.
Okay, what do we find, guys?
So you said adjacent to the vehicle weapons department, so I think it's like a weapon of some sort.
Okay.
It could be refills for your nano machines. Could be something cooler than that, though, if you wanted.
Cooler refills for the nano machines.
Yeah, like... Really? How do you get cooler than nano machines?
Complete replicator swarm. I've got it. It's not just it suck the energy. It fucking eats the whole thing and makes more of itself.
Yes.
And then comes back.
Yes.
I like that.
I have yet to be able to use this mechanic that is in the game, which is you can do things to size up your skills and outcomes. Belinda / the Orca, I would like you to size up your weaponry.
Oh, yeah.
Which means just put like an up next to your weaponry thing, And so anytime you roll weaponry until that gets sized back down for whatever reason, that could be a minor concession I take to size it back down.
Okay.
But until that happens, your weaponry is increased by one die size.
Cool. And my weaponry on the Orca, correct?
On the Orca, yes.
Okay.
We have the because of these ship.
Replicator swarms. The ship is a horrifying monstrosity. I don't know if we've established that.
It's also piloted by an AI, which means we're carrying around an eldritch star god that we all live on and has deigned to not kill us.
So it makes sense that we appease it in any way possible. It's like some blood for the blood gods type stuff.
Yeah.
Skulls for the skull throne. Yes. Ships for the ship gods.
Yes.
Well, yeah, now.
All the rest of that part.
Now, especially.
All of the rest of the parts from that mech are offered up in sacrifice to Belinda.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Fuck. So. Fuck. Okay, so you I forgot the thread of the game for a second.
Okay, we found the refill of the yeah. replicator. So next we're still hunting for the secret vehicular thing, right?
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
this was
cool.
Just the extra thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So you
good.
Also you finally get down to the center where the R&D for the weaponry department is, and you find the weapon. And I think it's like some sort of obelisk. I think it's something that taps into aether. It's like a ship aether weapon. Not quite the same as like Trell's drones. It's something else. Something that can focus and...
It's a big psi lightning rod.
Yeah, like a Tesla coil, but for aether.
Yeah.
Oof.
So that would make it a defensive weapon, which makes sense of why the eco-terrorists would want it.
Hear me out. It folds up to be like this big, smooth, white obelisk that just looks very ominous, right? But then, like, it folds out and a bunch of, like, arms come out to be the big projecty bits that, and they spin around and just look ominous and threatening and lightning's arcing off all of them. And then shoots a big laser beam of lightning.
Oof.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oof. That's fucking dope. So, you see that in there, and it's quite, I think from what we've established, it's quite obviously the thing you're looking for.
Yeah.
Anyone just hear an ominous thrumming noise?
Yeah.
But only it's in not, here.
Yeah.
I think, like, all of your mechs, like, you all kind of look at each other for a second. Like, you're all kind of... If Belinda is any evidence, you're all maybe terrible people.
A little bit.
Think for a moment about keeping this goddamn thing for yourself.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have a conscience and you think about the moral implications of this thing existing. Though probably not. So what happens? What happens next?
Let's see. We got to figure out how to get it out of here without you know, possibly triggering the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that, if anything, that'd be like the biggest worry, because it's not all right now, right?
Right.
Okay. Good.
Luckily, you have an aetherge in your group.
Yes.
Yes.
So I can do. What can I do with aethergy? I know I have like spells that I chose, but can I just make shit up?
The reason aethergy takes half of your stress every time you use it is because it's an everything skill. You can cast any spell you can think of. So it could replace any other skill, except it uses your stress to do it.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you wanted to tell me how you use aethergy to interact with this thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to, like, cautiously reach out with my mind and try to put it to sleep.
So, the way aethergy works, rule that button, in the book... In the book, I mentioned that it's most people have to use chants and hand mm-hmm. gestures to quiet their mind, to let the aether flow through them. You're a fish person, so that might look different for you. How does using aethergy look for Trell?
So I think what I do is I reach up and, like, switch off the artificial gravity inside of Dracos. So I sort of, like, float up in my seat a little bit and unclick the seatbelt that's strapping me in. And then I close my eyes and take, like, several centering breaths. And I don't think I make a whole lot of movement. Just the camera sort of focuses in on me and we get, like, some sort of, like, binaural beat sound warm in the background.
A color palette change.
Right. And my fins kind of ruffle as if I was underwater and, like, a little bit of a current was going past. And I just sort of, like, reach out carefully with my mind and I don't want to, like, kill it. I just want to put it in sort of a dormant state.
You may go to sleep.
Yeah, so I'm just like, hush.
Perfect. Roll me. So first off, half of your current stress rounded up is lost. How much stress is that?
That I'm down to 6.
As the aether flows through you, even if you fail this, the aether like takes its toll on your mind. And I think the aether is like a maelstrom that you have to focus, which is why it's so stressful. So roll me your mind plus aethergy versus 1d8. Also, if this is super important to you, you can mark a weight before you roll to increase the die size of all your positive dice.
Yeah, I think it is.
So what weight do you mark, and how does it help you in this instance?
So I'm marking I was orphaned from my culture. As I quiet myself down and breathe out, we get, like, a little, like, mini flashback of baby Trell just sort of, like, washing up on shore out of this, like, little tiny spaceship. And there's, like, a couple of humans walking past and look down and, like, make eye contact with this little tiny baby in this little tiny baby Superman spaceship. And you hear, like, the sound of the ocean, and then the sound of the ocean, like, gradually gets louder and drowns out, like, the picture of the flashback. And it just, like, goes back to the binaural beat thrumming sound.
Fuck. All right. So this isn't how it's supposed to work, but you've also just kind of interacted with your weight at the same time. So you mark and unmark it at the same time.
Hey, love
that. That was very good. So you don't have to mark it, but you still get the bonus for it.
Okay. Okay, it was an 11 and a 5 versus 8.
Yeah, it's a success. So roll your effectiveness, and it's also sized up.
A 7.
A 7 is an outright success, or you can push yourself to make it a 10 where you ask me for something extra.
Yeah, I'll push myself.
So that's 2 stress on top of all the other stress you've already taken.
4.
All right, so you managed to make this thing hush. Mm-hmm. It will not affect y'all any negatively to carry it at all. Okay. But you also have to ask for something extra. What would you like?
I kind of like the idea of me, like, staying in contact with it or maybe getting some information from it. Like, some sort of aethergistic secrets.
Yes, I like that. So, you open your mind to the aether. Mm-hmm. The aether answers your call, and it quiets the weapon. And it also whispers to you. It doesn't whisper to you in words, but you get the strong pull towards Diamanda. And you get the distinct impression that she is in... You're all in danger, but she specifically is about to experience something emotionally devastating.
Oh, no.
I think I, like, very slowly open my eyes when this thing quiets, and I very quietly just say, we can take it now. It should be safe to touch. Diamanda?
Yes?
Take a breath.
All right. Okay.
And then I, like, go forward and start helping everyone pick it up.
So Diamanda, this strikes you as strange, as... the Able Red and Dracos start maneuvering this thing, and you feel a tug on your consciousness, and you get a memory of Damon. What is this memory?
Let's see. The memory is actually going to be the day that he asked me to go after my girlfriend.
Right. So Mari. So we see him saying,
"Yes,
Diamanda, I need you to I need you to prove yourself to the family today."
Yes, sir.
We have a problem. This problem has a name, and he fixes you with a very steady gaze, and he utters the word Mari, and you understand that with this word comes the order to kill her. What do we see Diamanda do?
Okay, I'm thinking like in the flashback, I remember I mentioned like the half mask that, that she wears, that's like part of the, you know, part of the uniform that, you know, that she wears. So it's like black with a gold accoutrement on it. So I could just, I imagine her just, you know, standing stock still, just looking Damon right back. It's like, "Sir, I do not want to question your wisdom in the slightest, but are you alluding to who I think you're alluding to, sir?"
And we see his, he was already, his face is already kind of steeled, because he kind of, you get the impression that he expected this, and you see his upper lip quiver in anger, and his fists clench on the arms of the chair he's sitting in behind his desk, and he says, "It is not your place to question me, soldier. Will you do as you're told?"
I can see just Diamante like slowly drawing her sword. And just like any other time, sir, you know I have killed for you time and time again without questioning. But this, I can't. I refuse.
And there is, we see like time slows down, and we see his eyes dart to the gun on his desk. And his hand reaches for it, and the screen goes black, and we hear the sound of metal on metal, like the sword being finally fully unsheathed, and then a gunshot, and then we're back to now, in the present time. And we see, we Diamanda, you look out into space with your mech's cameras, and you see Captain Damon's mech. In space, out past the ring that's orbiting the center area, it's got the face of like all of your masks, like the teeth thing, and it's completely black with gold accents. And you know that Damon is dead, but that is his mech, and it's got the same kind of sword as you, and it's standing there. And it's got the emblem of the organization emblazoned upon its shoulders, and you see it's got its sword out in its hands. And you see its rockets ignite and head towards you.
Test complete.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our guests for playing. You can find Fuzzy, a huge nerd with a huge heart, on Mobile Suit Fandom and on Twitter at FuzzyCynoaki. That's FuzzyCynoaki. Find D playing keyboard for a band called Standard Issue Citizen at www.standardissuecitizen.com or their Bandcamp, standardissuecitizen.bandcamp.com. Talk to her on Twitter at ScorchTheGround. Find Lauren, expert artist and pet hair battler, on Twitter at WingLauren, and Kaylee, seemingly sweet person, at Kaylee Ponder. She and Lauren make games together that you can find at ponder.itch.io. A big thank you to Matt Lee for our intro and outro music. Follow him at Nice Wizard Music. Support us by following on Twitter at PlaytestPod. Download all current documents for this game at playtest.pub. And find a link to our Discord from either of those to join our creative friendly community, where sometimes I post behind the scenes snippets. And remember, the world may suck sometimes, but you don't. And together we can all become our own garbage found family with which to terrorize the world.